Good evening. We welcome you to the Provo Board of Canvassers meeting this Tuesday, August 26th at 5:38 p.m. We apologize for the delay. We'll begin with a roll call, starting with Councillor Bogdan.
Becky Bogdan.
Oh, Rachel Whipple. Sorry.
Gary Garrett.
George Handley.
Catrice McKay.
And Councillors Hoban and Christensen are excused. And we welcome the mayor as a member of the Board of Canvassers.
Thank you. I am so honored to be to my every other year meeting that I get to vote. I love it so much. So thank
That's
you.
That's awesome. Thank you. We love it too. We'll begin with an opening prayer that will be offered by Jana Garrett, after which the Pledge of Allegiance will be provided by Board Member Mayor Kafusi.
Our Father in heaven, we are thankful for the opportunity we have to gather this day and for the blessings of this free land. We are thankful for the moisture we've received today to our parched earth. And we are grateful for the blessings of living in this beautiful city and these wonderful surroundings. We are grateful for those who serve and are civic-minded within our community, and we are thankful for the favorable circumstances we have together here today. We pray for wisdom and for thy blessings to continue upon those who serve and upon our land, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mayor and Board Member Kafusi, and thank you, Jana. Our item of business this evening as the Board of Canvassers is a resolution to accept the election returns and declare and certify the results of the vote for the primary election held on August 12, 2025. This will be presented by our City Recorder, Heidi Allman.
Okay, so like the mayor, I'm excited that I get to present because every other year, these meetings are like the only times that I present to you guys. So it's kind of exciting. So this year for the primary election, I'll just start with the canvas report and kind of go through. If there are any questions, stop me along the way. But on August 12th, we held the primary election for the offices of mayor, council member for District 2, council member for District 5, and council member citywide seat 1. We did contract with the county to help us with this election. So they're the ones that count all of the ballots. They receive the ballots and send us the results, which is what we're certifying tonight. We have 43,871 active registered voters. Of those, 23,417 voters are classified as private registrations, while 14,462 are withheld pursuant to state voter registration confidentiality provisions. This is a new requirement that we have this year to give you those numbers. I had to look it up, what that meant. And basically, when people register to vote, they can declare themselves as somebody who is either resides with or is the individual who is a victim of domestic violence or dating violence, or is likely to become a victim of domestic violence or dating violence. That's one of the options. Or somebody who declares themselves or somebody who lives with the individual who is a law enforcement officer, member of the armed forces, a public figure, or protected by a protective order or protection order. They can basically have those confidentiality as part of their voter registration. So those were the numbers. With the election, we had 11,821 ballots that were counted, resulting in a voter turnout of 26.9, Just to put that into a little bit of perspective, last year primary election, we had 20.7% voter turnout. The year before, which was also the same seats available, we had 24.87. So we did have a higher voter turnout than the last couple elections. There were 278 ballots that were not accepted. Of those ballots, 12 were returned unsigned. The envelope wasn't signed. 5 signatures did not match the voter record and could not be verified or cured. 256 ballots were returned after the deadline. So with our new provision with the postmark date, they're not counting those 256. Kind of unfortunate there. And then 5 ballots were rejected for non-curable reasons. I asked the county what that meant. Their response was, one was not eligible to vote for that ballot. 2 were empty envelopes. 1 had moved out of the county after the ballot had been printed. And then there was 1 received with 2 ballots inside of 1 envelope. So that the extra 1 wasn't counted. Kind of interesting there. I will now move to the resolution, which shows the numbers for each candidate, and we'll declare who's moving forward officially. So for the mayor, we had a total of 11,794 votes. 5,655 of those votes were for Michelle Cafusi. 5,333 votes were for Marsha Judkins. Those two candidates will be moving forward to the general election. There were also 426 votes for Thatcher Longman and 380 for Eric Mutch. For the city council citywide seat, we had a total of 11,525 votes. 6,310 of those votes were for Catrice McKay. 3,625 of those votes were for Adam Shin. Those two will be moving forward to the general election. We also had 1,590 votes for Tom Sataki. For District 2, we had a total of 2,674 votes. Of those, 1,285 were for candidate Jeff Whitlock. 1,134 were for candidate Hannah Peterson. Those two will be moving forward. We also had 255 for Sally Clayton. And then our last seat for Council District 5, we had a total of 957 votes. 617 of those votes were for Rachel Whipple. 155 of those votes were for Sam Blackburn. Those two will be moving forward to the general election as the top two. We also had 128 votes for candidate Shay Aslett and 57 for Tim Jaffick. Those are the statistics I have for you guys. Do you have any questions?
Any questions for Heidi? So I guess each ballot has to be in its own envelope, right? Because the signature is on the...
Correct.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Kind of unfortunate that that happens. Yeah. I know that the county does do their best to try and contact these individuals, mm-hmm. especially those that their signatures don't match so that mm-hmm. they can try to identify the person. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people don't respond or they're not able to come back. Or if it's on the day of the election, sometimes it can be a little tricky.
And the 200 that were returned late, that's unfortunate. I hope people will catch on to this new
system. Yes, I do too.
System.
Yep.
Any questions for Heidi, Board Member Rachel?
Yes. So for the people whose votes or their ballots were rejected, are they given notice? Like if they were in the late group, do they get told your vote wasn't counted because you were too late?
I'm not sure. I'd be interested to find that out as well. I can reach out to the county and see if they are notified in some form.
Yeah, because it seems like you would have reached out to the other ones for an attempt to cure, mm-hmm. but if you're late, you may not know unless you go and check the status of your ballot on the website. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can find that out for sure.
Thank you.
All right. If there are no other questions, we'll go ahead and call for a vote. Board Member McKay?
Yes.
Board Member Handley?
Yes.
Board Member Bogdan?
Yes.
Board Member Whipple?
Yes.
Board Member Cafusi?
Yes.
And Board Member Garrett, yes. So that vote passes by a vote of 6-0. If there is no objection, we'll now adjourn the Board of Canvassers meeting by unanimous consent. Thank you again.